This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Hello and welcome to Hybrid, powered by Chinksy Media. Right, this is my first post-match presser. I thought I'll do one because you guys seem to like the pre-match press conferences. So anyway, without any further ado, Mikel Arteta faced the media after our 1-1 draw with Manchester City at the Emirates Stadium today. The boss was asked about the performance, his team selection, the impact from the subs and more. Here's every word from his post-match press conference on his assessment of the team. I'm extremely proud of the players and the team. That's the overall feeling, and I'm very disappointed with the result. Yeah, I agree. It's a game we dominated. It would have been a shame if we didn't get anything from the result. It would have been a real, real kick in the teeth. But the boys showed great resilience and, dug out a draw. A point is better than nothing. But, yes, onwards and upwards. Crystal Palace take on Liverpool before we next play, so Liverpool could potentially be 8 points ahead of us going into our game against our bogey side, Newcastle. On the similarities to last season's game at the Etihad Stadium, no, because that game we played, I think, 54 minutes with 10 men, so that's a different story. The pride that I feel is to do and to play and to dominate the game the way we did against this team and with 11 players. So, yeah, I think it's partially Manchester City licking their wounds from last March when, or February, when we played them and beat them 5-1. So they showed us a lot of respect and retreated to their box effectively. They ended the game playing 5-4-1. So we should take that as a backhanded compliment, the fact that Manchester City knew that they couldn't take us on toe-to-toe in a football match. I quote, football. But ideally, we would have wanted probably a more attacking side. Maybe it's because Arteta didn't anticipate Guardiola adopting those tactics. But either way, it's over now. But one thing I do like is the fact that Arteta was proactive with his substitutions. He didn't wait too long to bring on Eze and gone blank. He brought on Eze and I've gone blank. This is crazy, man. I can't even think straight. At half time, he took off Noni Madueke for Saka. That's the one. Can't even think straight. It's actually mad, but yeah. On if the halftime substitutes was an admission that the team selection wasn't right. So it's funny enough, I was just talking about that. It's too easy to say that. I think it's very clear what we wanted to do, and we started the game very well. I think we completely dominated. I think after they scored the goal, doing absolutely nothing before that, we were a bit shaky for 5 or 7 minutes. And after that, we got the grip, got to the grips of the game again and started to dominate it. And the second half, it was a continuation of that with one different player and then two or three different players. So yeah, obviously Manchester City scored against the run of play, tried to hold out for the result. So it was important that, well, Arteta's, firstly, I just want to say Arteta's never going to admit that he felt the team sheet was wrong. But I did think, I don't want to say I know or knew, but I anticipated that he was going to start with Mourinho. A lot of the fans weren't happy with the composition of the midfield being Mourinho, Zubimendi and Declan Rice. However, with Declan Rice and Zubimendi almost guaranteed a start every match, Mikel Mourinho is almost like the kind of odd one out there. A lot of the fans would probably want someone like a Wanyeri or Eze to come in at number 10. However, my gripe was, if you're going to play that free in midfield, then you best have a very saucy attack. So having Trossard was a bit blunt. I was surprised, I was bemused, perplexed that Leandro Trossard started that game, because even yesterday or 2 days ago, I was bold and said Trossard weren't going to start. So that threw a spanner in the works. And anyone who thought Trossard was going to start that game, I'd like to hear you say why you thought he would start, because there was no kind of information, or there was no inkling. That was a red herring that just threw everyone off guard. But anyway, he did start. He did have the greatest of games. But for me, if you're going to have that free midfield, you should have someone like an Eze or Wanyeri on the wings. On if the starting 11 was safety first, I'll leave that to you. But for me, it's a lot of attacking players in that team. Yeah. I think Arteta wasn't happy with that question. Obviously, clear is a bit blunt. It's a bit bullish. Once again, I think I've addressed it. Composition of the midfield trio. If you're going to have that midfield trio, you best have attacking midfielders with flair, such as Eze. On if he was surprised by how withdrawn Manchester City went. I think everyone tries to do their best to get the result that they want, so it's fine. So obviously, Mikel is not trying to dig out.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
His mate in Pep Guardiola, but effectively that's him saying yes without saying yes. So he's essentially saying he feels that Guardiola kind of adopted that approach because that was the only method of getting something out of the game for Manchester City. And if you look at it, it worked. On Madueke's half-time withdrawal, no, he had an issue very early in the match and he wasn't well enough to continue. I'm not too sure about that. Something we'll never know anyway. On if he sees Eze as someone who can impact the game in a central role. Yes, that's why he played today in that position. I like the sound of that. So Eze in the number 10 position going forward. Obviously, Eze's racked up a few appearances now. I think it's 3 or 4 now. But I'd like to see him kind of get a full 90 minutes, more training sessions under his belt, potentially play against Port Vale. And eventually, for me, like I mentioned in a few of the interviews today, for me, Eze starts in this Arsenal team. It's just a question of where. Whereas Odegaard now, for me, has a fight on his hands to get back in the team. Because when he is fit, I wouldn't personally put him in per se. Not yet. I think he needs to kind of earn his place back into the side. On facing Donnarumma again, he's so dominant in the box, and every ball that is in and around the 6-yard box, his timing, the way he executes the action, it is super efficient. It's very difficult, and today again, he made some very important contributions not to lose again. I mean, this Gianluigi Donnarumma I spoke about in the last analysis, he's a top keeper, fills a lot of the goal. He was exceptional for PSG in their run to the Champions League title last season, especially against Aston Villa and us. So, yeah, he's proven to be a thorn in our side. Today, again, he made some good saves, was very effective. But, yeah, let's hope we don't have to worry about Donnarumma and we can just be efficient with our chance, with our chances. On the timing of Martinelli's introduction, we had a very good momentum and we needed to time that well. He's in a really good moment again after the game he had in Bilbao, and that period of time probably he deserved more. But his energy again, his attitude was really good, and that's why he made the impact that he made again for the team. Yes, Gabriel Martinelli is in a good moment. He is in a very good moment, you know, a strong moment. But yeah, all jokes aside, Martinelli's built on that cameo against Athletic Club. He's obviously got himself another goal. Big game player. He usually scores, as Declan Rice said in his interview, he does usually score or contribute in big games. He scores a few against Man City and Liverpool, to name but a few. Chelsea, off the top of my head. So yeah, he's in good form now. Hitting back at the Boo Boys, the critics. I was probably one of them.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
But it's just about consistency now. Hopefully he can get another game in midweek, sometimes some minutes, a goal or two. And he might play himself into contention for the Newcastle game. On Martinelli's impact off the bench, we want consistency on that. For every player that doesn't start the game to be able to do that, because you see how long the match is and the level that it requires to beat them. And we're very happy with him. So yeah, I've touched on consistency. Arteta touched on what he deems the substitutes as, which is finishers. So Gabriel Martinelli, once again, was a good finisher. Another double entendre. Good finish. Finished the game strongly. On his thinking behind the starting midfield three, because I thought it was the best one to start the game. Nobody asked me about the midfield three in Bilbao. So yeah, when Arteta gets rattled, he's usually bullish, he's usually blunt. So that was like a kind of three sentence or two sentence answer. He's basically saying that midfield, when we won with that midfield, no one's talking. But because we didn't win with that midfield, everyone's running their mouth. What I will say is, I don't mind too much going with Marino to accompany the aforementioned two, Rice and Zubimendi. However, like I said, it doesn't seem to have enough in the bigger games. So I think in the next big game that we have, whether it's Chelsea or whatnot, you probably want to go a bit more open, a bit more, you know, attacking. Probably get another attacking midfielder in there as opposed to a Marino, who obviously is playing because of his form for Spain and because Arteta's really adamant that he's trying to get the best out of him. On Gyökeres's performance, well, there were a lot of very good balls in the box, especially I remember three of them that he was very, very close to doing against City. To have very big open chances is extremely difficult, but he's certainly trying his best and trying to do that, and we have to provide more for him. That's it. There were a lot of situations where the chances were there and then the final pass was missing today. In many moments, it was very, very open. So, Victor Gyökeres has scored three goals so far for Arsenal. And those were came in two games. He scored against Nottingham Forest and Burnley. However, in the bigger games, he's not really getting a kick. He's not really getting a sniff. So, I mean, what... Ideally, you like it all ties into the fact that
of the midfield and on the wings, you want more flair. The more flair there is, the more chances created for someone like Gyökeres, who's waiting there to pounce. So it's kind of linked, inextricably linked with the composition of the midfield. So that would affect Victor Gyökeres more than anyone who needs service. So for him to be provided service, you need an additional attacking player in the midfield. On Eze's positional versatility, today he played a little bit more shifted to the right, and there was a reason for that. When play shifted from the left, whether it is as an attacking midfielder, as a winger coming into that space as well, he's someone that is very, very efficient and very creative. We know that. That's why we brought him here. So we're using him in different spaces. Interesting. Eberechi Eze was slightly on the right. Okay. I thought, if anything, he'll be slightly off the left. But maybe that's because Declan Rice is kind of occupying that area. On squad depth factoring into team selection, well, there are a lot of factors, obviously. The first one is their performance level and the emotional state that they are in. That's one. After that, it's what we believe is the best thing in relation to the opponent and a type of game that we predict. And after that, there is as well chemistry and relationships that make each other better, and we need to understand it. Okay, with regards to emotional state, I think that's why Trossard got in, because of his kind of performance in Bilbao a few days ago. In terms of performance level, and I think emotional state probably covers Mourinho's inclusion, whereas performance level, someone like Ricardo Calafiori, and obviously William Saliba's history of having great performances. One love.